Budget. This is the Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources. Wednesday, June 1st, 2005, a new milestone here in the session. And we're here today for a work session on three bills. The first bill is House Bill 5135, which is the Department of Environmental Quality budget bill. The second bill is House Bill 5141, which is a fee bill from the Department of Environmental Quality. And the third one is House Bill 2593, relating to hazardous waste disposal fees. We will open a work session now on House Bill 5135, the budget bill. And Mr. Siebert, could you take us through the bill?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, you should have at your place a memo from Legislative Fiscal Office dated May 27th, 2005. Regarding House Bill 5135, the budget bill for the Department of Environmental Quality. The first item I'd like to walk through with you is the performance measures. The second item in that packet is the form that you should be familiar with by now, the legislatively adopted performance measures form for 2005-2007. The Natural Resources Subcommittee spent considerable time looking at the department's performance measures. By and large, they were very satisfied with what the department had done. You'll see that that LFO is recommending the first performance measure it be deleted.
Inexperienced lobbyists.
Yeah, inexperienced lobbyists.
That was fun, actually.
No, we have the fine system in place.
He's walking out the door.
Mr. Siebert.
Excuse us.
Members of the committee, again, the first performance measure LFO is recommending be deleted. And that is because of the addition of the standardized customer service measures that you've been seeing that are added to all agency performance measurements. There were only a couple other changes to number four. There was a modification, and you'll see that this was based on feedback from the subcommittee that the actual number of days that the wastewater discharge permits are supposed to be issued within was added to the measure to make the measure more clear. And I believe that there's also a change that the department had requested to measure number eight, changing it to the number of total permits that are current to make this a little bit again easier to understand. The subcommittee wasn't satisfied with number 15, which was the performance measure involving the economic revitalization team, and frankly, I believe this was the department was recommending that I delete it as well. And you'll see underneath that placeholder for development of a new measure for agencies participating in economic revitalization team projects. This is a similar type of measure will be added to agencies that are involved in the economic revitalization team. The idea is that the agencies will work with the ERT folks to develop a measure and get approval from the Joint Legislative Audit Committee by August 1 of 2006. And you'll see that the last two measures are, again, the standard customer service measures that were discussed earlier.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to the agency's performance measures? I would accept a motion to accept the LFO recommendation on the performance measures with the note that on the ERT performance measure that the agency should report to the Joint Interim Audit Committee.
I would so move.
Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion. Without objection, that motion is carried. Mr. Siebert.
Madam Chair, the second item are adjustments to the governor's recommended budget. You'll see a rather large report titled the House Budget Version of the Department of Environmental Quality Work Session Action Report. I'll be walking you through that as we go to for the LFO recommended adjustments to the governor's budget. The first, as with most of these reports, the first few pages are summary pages. So I would start with page number five, which is the air quality program. LFLOR is recommending approval of the package 070, which is the revenue shortfall package. This package is included in budgets when revenues are not expected to meet expenditures. And LFO is recommending approval of this package. And Madam Chair, would you like me to just go through each of the program areas, or would you like to work package by package?
I think if we go package by package, we're going to have a whole mess of motions that perhaps we should go silo by silo, program by program on this one, and it would be a little bit more expedient.
Madam Chair, package 090 is the analyst adjustments package that were reductions that were included in the governor's recommended budget. There were a number of reductions in the air quality program, totaling over $1 million of general fund. These reductions include elimination of four positions and reducing FTE on other positions for a total reduction of 5.13 FTE. Package reduces support for community outreach on air toxics reduction, particulate matters, 10 sampling in Medford and Klamath Falls, air quality monitoring, planning, and emissions inventories, rules coordination and grant writing and clerical support. It also reduces the state support for the Lane Regional Air Pollution Authority and makes the standard smart bomb reductions, and LFO is recommending this package be approved without change.
Is there any questions or comments from committee members on package 090?
Madam Chair.
Representative Schaffner.
I know we don't have a lot of money, but I am concerned about, cutting back on air and water quality monitoring. I just wanted to express that.
Mr. Siebert, could you give us a little bit of background on the cutbacks in those programs in terms of the services that the programs will provide?
Madam Chair, maybe just as a little bit of historical background, in the governor's budget, this biennium, the reductions are mainly taken in air quality. In the last couple biennium, reductions were taken mostly in water quality. You'll see as we get to the water quality program that, in fact, there were some investments made in the water quality program. But I believe the feeling was at the time, and LFO would concur, that there is not sufficient revenue to do both. And so based on the history of the air quality program, it seems to be in better shape than the water quality program. The performance measures seem to be standard, trending in the right way. And so, as sometimes happens when things are going well, we cut programs back.
I appreciate that, Madam Chair. I do. Thank you.
Any further questions or comments on package 090 and the LFO recommendation? Let's go on to package 113.
Package 113 is continuation of the staff for the vehicle inspection program. As you may know, the vehicle inspection program operates in Portland and Medford. Many of the positions are limited duration positions. And this was done a few biennia ago because of the belief that there would be fewer and fewer positions needed to inspect vehicles as newer vehicles replace older vehicles. In newer vehicles, there are the option for an onboard diagnostic test that takes, in essence, one technician to do. With older vehicles, there are a number of options taking either a couple or even three technicians to do to complete the inspection. So LFO is recommending approval of this package with the continuation of the limited duration positions. I'd also note that it's anticipated only 25 of the 47 positions being recommended this time would be included or continued in 0709. And also LFO is recommending approval with modifications. One is for PERS adjustments, and the other is to add some other funds limitation, a totaling $1,633,000 to replace outdated emissions testing equipment and software at the stations, and to implement two pilot projects involving self-testing. The department discussed this change during phase two of the budget hearings, and I believe there was a pretty thorough discussion of the need for the additional limitation. And LFO is recommending the limitation be increased, but only as one time, since these needs are really one time in nature.
Questions or comments for LFO on their recommendation to package 113? let's go ahead, Ben, and do package 171.
Package 171, laboratory rent increase. This is for the air quality program. You'll see the same, a similar package in the water quality and land quality programs. During the 2003 session, the department was, actually Department of Administrative Services was given the go-ahead to purchase and retrofit a building for a new laboratory that would house not only the environmental laboratory for DEQ, but would also house the public health laboratory from DHS. The department is anticipating that this laboratory will be ready for move-in the last 6 months of the biennium. So what you see here is a increase in the rent costs reflecting just the last 6 months of the biennium.
Questions or comments from the committee on the LFO recommendation to package 171? Let's proceed on to package 801.
Package 801 are the LFO analyst adjustments. LFO is using this package to make standard adjustments to reflect lower PERS rates and attorney general rates. This package reduces general fund, other funds, and federal funds accordingly.
Quick questions or comments from the committee on the LFO recommendation to package 801? Straightforwardly. Package?
Package
803.
Package 803 is a vacancy savings package with after reviewing the vacancies in the department, there was one position that was could obviously have been eliminated, and that is what is included in this package. It's just a part of an FTE and one position.
Questions or comments on package 803 and the LFO recommendation to the package? Representative Schaffler.
Not on this specifically, but how many positions are out there paid by lines like this where, you know, I could be doing the job, but I have 0.06 of my job comes from this line and 0.10 comes from that. How many positions in state government? Are they all over the place?
Oh, my goodness.
This is a hell of a way to run a business, in my opinion.
I wouldn't even venture a guess at that, and I think that for somebody to compile the answer to your question would take quite some time. So I will consider it to be a rhetorical question.
Thank you. It's a rhetorical problem, too, I think. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions to the LFO recommendation to package 803? Let's move on to package 811.
Package 811 are the Special Budget Committee adjustments. This package has a general fund reduction of $200,285 relating to eliminating a air toxics monitoring station in Portland. There are three monitoring stations that in Portland. This would eliminate one of those.
Comments or questions?
Yes.
On the LFO recommendation to package 811. Representative March.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm extremely concerned about this item. We're in Portland at the conjunction of major freeways, rail lines, et cetera. Diesel is a problem, and of course we have had chemical and facilities, plant, different kind of plant facilities, and I'm wondering if this is going to negatively impact our ability to monitor health for health purposes.
Mr. Siebert, do you want to venture a guess?
Madam Chair, Representative March, I think that anytime you reduce the number of monitoring stations, you reduce the amount of information and data you have available to gauge what kind of impacts the toxics may have on populations. That would be my answer. I don't know if the department would have a different answer.
If we were dealing with this one individually, I would not support this. Okay.
They still have two left, right? Two sites
yes.
left.
Mm-hmm. Serving about 1.5 million people.
Madam Chair.
Representative Schaffer.
I'm going to support this budget today. I don't want anybody to, because I know we have to do what we have to do. But I was concerned about the air quality in Klamath Falls in Medford, and I live in the Portland area. And I, in the future, hopefully, we can have some more money to fund these. And the very, and I'm gonna, I know I've been harping on this all year, but the very same beautiful people that come to me and want this fully funded are the very same beautiful people that don't think we should have flexible land use take more sustainable advantage of our natural resources, pull water out of that beautiful river to irrigate and generate hydropower, and don't want us shooting any sea lions east of the Astoria Bridge. And that frustrates me to no end, because we have the money to do this. It's laying out there on the ground. All we got to go do is pick it up. So with that being said, I will get off my soapbox. Thank you for indulging me.
Could you have the record reflect Representative March's opposition to Package 811? Representative Jones.
A question in relationship to this package and whether it had any played any part in any decision as far as the diesel fumes are concerned. I believe we're under some type of a debt of a timeline for low-sulfur, non-polluting diesel, and whether that played into any discussions that the committee might have had or that the LFO might have had in relationship to this particular package.
Could we have the department come forward and address this?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Stephanie Halleck, the director of DEQ. The history of this particular, where this number came from briefly, was on the 10% reduction list that we were asked to submit. This was the second item. I think you'll see later on the first item that was put forward as a possible reduction. So the department actually had put this on our 10% reduction list, understanding full well the implications of reducing a monitoring station. But it shouldn't have any connection, direct connection, to any of the clean diesel initiatives that we're working on. But obviously we'll have less monitoring data, as was pointed out earlier.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Stephanie.
Representative Krieger.
Are you finished?
I was really referring to the federal regulations on diesel that are going to be coming down. They're currently not present, I understand, but when those regulations come into play, diesel fumes should not be of the same problem that they are today. But that's fine. I appreciate it.
Madam Chair, I'd like Stephanie, maybe it doesn't have to be a budget note, but just for the department to kind of be aware, I think everybody here is concerned about this particular package and what it might mean, and maybe for next session you could take a look at what was gathered with the two remaining spots and tell us if you felt there were gaps of information that you find by not having the other, or how it affected your programs. We have a little more discussion on the early stages of the budget before we get to where we are. That might help me to feel better about what we're doing.
I'd be happy to do that, Representative Krieger and Madam Chair and members of the committee. As I also mentioned earlier during our work sessions, during the interim, because of all of these reductions to the air program, we are going to be working with our fee payers to talk about potential fee increases that we'd be bringing back next session as well.
Further questions or comments? Let's proceed, Mr. Siebert.
Package 815, this is the Special Budget Committee Adjustments, and this is the 3% services and supplies and capital outlay expenditure reduction to implement the House budget plan.
Okay, and that completes all of the policy option packages for the air quality division of the agency. So I would accept a motion to approve the LFO recommendations to the packages in the air quality division. I have a motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried. Mr. Siebert, let's go on to air quality, water quality.
Madam Chair, the water quality program starts on page 8 of the work session report. Again, this also includes a package 070, a revenue reduction package. Package 090, the analyst adjustment package, would continue 0305 fund shift of TMDL expenditures from general fund to Measure 66 lottery funds operation money. Also, we'll continue an 0305 fund shift of the Oregon Plan Monitoring Program from general fund to Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery federal funds. And would also, it would shift a grant writing position from federal funds for the EPA 319 non-point source pollution control grant program from general fund onto federal funds, and again makes the smart buy reductions. I would note that with the Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery funds, we're expecting some increased reporting requirements for those dollars, and LFO would like to make sure that the budget report reflects the fact that the department is to work with the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board on ensuring that those reporting requirements are met, and also to work with OWEB on any additional costs that may be incurred because of these increased reporting requirements, and to coordinate those costs, and to if additional funding is necessary, to seek additional funding from the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board.
And members, this is going to be a budget instruction that's going to be inserted into all of the budgets that we hear in this committee that make use of the Pacific Coast Salmon Restoration Fund. We have ongoing issues with our federal partners on this, and one of the things that they're interested in is increased accountability for the way that the funds are spent. And so we're going to be very diligent in building capacity within the agencies to generate that information. Are there any questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to package 090? Let's proceed, Mr. Siebert, to package 120.
Package 120, Restore and Enhance the Wastewater Program. This package is the product of an interim work group that addressed the backlog of wastewater permits. The package that came out of this work group included some additional positions and restoring some positions that were not able to be funded under the existing fee structure. The department would increase the revenue from fees by 11%. There is a Senate Bill 44, I believe, 45, excuse me, Senate Bill 45 that deals with this wastewater permitting program and the work of this Blue Ribbon panel that will be heard later today in the Senate subcommittee. Also want to point out that the department is expected to follow the recommendations of the Blue Ribbon Committee on Wastewater Permitting, including among the other requirements that prior to increasing fees, DEQ is to annualize the fees to eliminate the permit renewal fee and streamline the overall fee table with achieving a revenue increase of no more than 11%.
Committee members, just before I take Representative Schaffler's question, the Senate bill that contains the fee adjustments for this, we're going to try to work by the traditional ways and means process where the bill will go through the Senate and then come to the House, and we'll work with the same bill rather than forming our own bill. So a little attempt at detente here. Representative Schaffler.
Detente. It's good in light of the news last night. The House bill, is House Bill 5027 the same as Senate Bill 45, the wastewater fee bill? Do you know?
We are doing the same thing with the fee bill. Our fee bill will go to the Senate for them to work with.
I want to get into the record that industry supports this, that this is not government coming down on industry. I don't know if this gentleman, Mr. Yates from Northwest Food Processing Association, he's in support of House Bill 5027, the wastewater fee implementation bill. Now, I'm just wondering, I just want to somehow get on the record that industry supports this fee bill. That's what I really want to get on the record, Madam Chair. Can get that somehow.
Madam Chair, members of the committee might be referring to the fee ratification bill and the original bill number. You'll have a version of the fee ratification bill that we will be working after completing work on this bill that contains those provisions.
Thank you very much.
Okay, any further discussion on the LFO recommendation to Package 120? Representative Jensen.
Thank you. I don't believe that this committee has the time right now, but I have a number of questions and issues, with this particular, with what's going on in this area. And I have, I think, some concerns that some policy type of bill relating to this didn't come through a policy committee where it would have had ample time to explore perhaps some alternatives. Having said that, I'm not going to be in opposition to the bill, some concerns that I have, and we'll probably be pursuing from the department and others some answers to questions that I don't wish to necessarily take the time of this committee to deal with.
My feeling is that the department is going to schedule an appointment with you in the very near future.
That's hard to do, but okay.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions on the LFO recommendation to Package 120? Please proceed, Mr. Siever.
Package 121, the Clean and Healthy Willamette River Basin. Package was added in the governor's recommended budget, adds 5 permanent positions to implement the Willamette TMDL. LFO is recommending denial of this package to implement the House budget plan.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to Package 121? Representative Marks.
Madam Chair, I mean, Willamette's a treasure, and it goes through the center of the city I reside in, as well as the whole of Willamette Valley here. I think it's something that we need to ensure that we're keeping the river as pristine as we can, and this, by denying this, I think we might be causing some future problems.
I think your comments should be noted for the record. I would, however, counter that we are up against a very stiff time frame that has been mandated by a court order to complete TMDLs in the rest of the state, and that is a priority and a place where we should be putting the money right now. So I would like to have your opposition to this package noted for the record, but I think that there are overriding budgetary issues here that make this decision for us. Representative Schaffler?
No, ma'am, I agree with your overriding issues and lack of money comment.
Any further questions or comments to Package 121?
Let's go ahead. Representative Willamette in Oregon?
What?
Is the Willamette in Oregon?
It's in Oregon, not the country.
Okay.
Right. Package 123, the Drinking Water Protection Package. This is a program that's operated jointly with the Department of Human Services. The Department of Human Services transfers funding to DEQ for the responsibility of drinking water source tracking, assessment, and protection. LFO is recommending approval of this package as modified with the PERS adjustments.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to Package 123? Let's proceed, Mr.
Package 126, Coastal Beach Bacteria Monitoring, is a similar type of program that is operated with the Department of Human Services. The package adds 1 limited duration position funded with federal funds from a federal grant to DHS that's passed through to DEQ. The grant pays in monitoring to monitor beaches for bacteria. LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified with the PERS adjustments.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to Package 126? Let's proceed.
Package 172, laboratory rent increase for the water quality program. Again, this reflects the increased rent cost of the new laboratory for the last 6 months of the biennium.
Questions or comments to Package 172 and the LFO recommendation? Let's proceed.
Package 801, LFO analyst adjustments. These are the standard adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rate and attorney general rates.
Questions or comments to the LFO recommendation to package 801? Please proceed.
Package 810, additional ways and means adjustments. Package 810, additional ways and means adjustments. This package also is recommending that a volunteer monitoring coordinator position that was funded with general fund be shifted to Measure 66 operations lottery funds. This position provides watershed councils and others with technical assistance on conducting water quality monitoring, and LFO believes fits very well under the Oregon plan and would be correct funding for Measure 66 lottery funds.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to package 810? Representative Schaffer.
Thank you. We're doing this back here. We did it earlier, too. Historically, have we done this with this money, shifted like this, to put it into agency outside of OWEB? Is that very historical, and there won't be any legal challenges to that or anything like that? Do you foresee?
The process, we've been doing this practice throughout the downturn in the economy, and the feeling is that the Measure 66, under the language of the initiative that was voted in by the people, that there are functions within state agencies that clearly fall within the parameters of the measure. And rather than delete those programs for lack of general funding, because it really impacts the ability of watershed councils to do the work, the decision was made to maintain those services by using Measure 66. I think as the economy increases, my hope is that you'll see us be able to put general fund to a greater degree back into the programs and push the Measure 66 back out to OWEB where it originally was. And we will, in fact, in the budgets that we're building right now, have a much smaller degree of backfilling than we have in the budgets that are currently in force for the period that will end at the end of June.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Seed.
And Madam Chair, Representative Schaffer, I might just clarify, ever since the beginning of Measure 66, lottery funds have been included in agency budgets to fund Oregon Plan type of activities, particularly support for soil and water conservation districts, support for Oregon Plan monitoring in the Department of Fish and Wildlife, and others. So this is a use that has been going on since the measure passed. LFO believes, and there is a recent Attorney General opinion that says that the legislature has the ultimate authority of deciding where any dollars are spent in the state, and LFO believes that this is a proper use of these monies, and as the final arbiter, you have the final decision of where the monies get spent initially.
Just for the record, Madam Chair, I don't think it's inappropriate. I think it fits right in, but the longer we're here, the more people come talk to me, the more questions are generated, and I just wanted to air it out. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any more comments or questions to package 810?
I would just say the final arbiters will be the voters once again. And I'm glad to hear the chair talk about restoring general fund to these programs, because that's definitely going to be needed in the future. And rather than eliminate them now, I understand the current need. I would maybe do things differently, but I'm not going to vote against it at this point.
Okay. Let's proceed then to package 815.
Package 815, again, is the 3% reduction in services, supplies, and capital outlay expenditures that are supported with general fund that is necessary to implement the House budget plan.
Committee members, are there any questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to package 815? This completes then the water quality program policy option packages, and I would take a motion to accept the LFO recommendations on the policy packages, including the conceptual discussion around budget language in the budget bill relating to the OWEB reporting requirements and building capacity within the agency. I have the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, the next program is the land quality program. It starts on page 12 of the report. Again, there is a package 070 revenue shortfall package included in this program unit. The package 090, the analyst adjustments in the governor's recommended budget, reduces the hazardous waste technical assistance, and you'll see that that is further reduced in an additional reduction package later on. It also reduces some data management and makes the smart buy reductions. LFO is recommending approval of this package without modification.
Questions or comments on package 070 or package 090? Let's proceed.
Package 130 is a package to maintain the underground storage tank program. This would restore positions and month and other positions that were reduced in the package 070 due to insufficient revenue because the current program is set to sunset in December of 2005. This package assumes that the sunset's removed through the agency-sponsored legislation, which is a Senate Bill 44 that will again also be heard later on this afternoon in the Senate subcommittee. And LFO is recommending approval of this package as modified with the PERS reductions.
And again, committee members, this is part of the bills that will cross back over and come to us as soon as they pass the Senate floor. Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to package 130? Let's proceed.
Package 173 is another laboratory rent increase package for the land quality program. Again, represents the increased cost for the land quality program share of laboratory rents in the new laboratory.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to package 173? Please proceed.
Package 801 is LFO analyst adjustments. Again, the standard adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rate and attorney general rates.
Questions or comments? Please proceed.
Package 802, ways and means adjustments. This is a technical adjustment to add some one-time carryover federal funds limitation of $2.4 million for the McCormick and Baxter Superfund cleanup. These activities were originally scheduled for completion during 03-05 when the department sought additional limitation from the emergency board. There's not necessarily some delays, but the initial projection was a very aggressive schedule, and some of that work will have to be completed the next biennium. The department has the funds, but they just need the limitation to be carried forward into the next biennium, so LFO is recommending approval of this package.
Questions or comments on package 802? Please proceed.
Package 810 is additional ways and means adjustments. This reduces the other funds limitation for ocean side cleanup due to a shift of one-time bond debt service from general fund to non-limited other funds in package 810 in the pollution control bond fund debt service program unit. And so we'll be discussing that in a little bit. These funds could have been used for cleanup, but instead are used on a one-time basis to reduce general fund debt service costs to help address the statewide funding needs.
Questions or comments to package 810? Please proceed.
Package 811 is a special budget committee adjustment number one. This package reduces the hazardous waste program by reducing policy guidance, technical assistance, and development of rules and policies. LFO is recommending approval of this package to implement the House budget plan. It's a reduction of $200,000 general fund, one position in 0.80 FTE.
Questions or comments on package 811? Let's proceed.
Package 815, again, is the House budget plan reduction of general fund support for service supplies and capital outlay by 3%, and LFO again is recommending approval of this package to implement the House budget plan.
Questions or comments on package 815? This brings us to the end of the option packages for the land quality program, and I would accept a motion to accept the LFO recommendations to the policy option packages for the land quality program.
Move.
I have the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion. Without objection, the motion is carried.
Your motions are coming slower. What's going on?
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the committee, the cross-media program unit starts on page 15. Package 090, the analyst adjustments included in the governor's recommended budget. This reduction only makes the smart buy alternative purchasing reductions. Package 151 is an environmental information exchange network package. This package was actually, this program was begun, I believe, in 0103, and it is a building out of the department's information systems capacity to more easily report federal data or federally required data to the Environmental Protection Agency. The department's been working on this project, and frankly, it's a nationwide project with most all states participating. This is a federally funded program, and the package is included in the governor's recommended budget. Included $304,464 of federal funds and a couple limited duration positions. LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified with PERS adjustments, and would also add $200,000 of service supplies limitation because the department has been selected to serve as a leader of the national standards development for the network, and these expenditures would be paid for by the Environmental Council of the states.
Questions or comments on package 090 and package 151? Proceed, Mr. Receiver.
Package 152 is the Homeland Security Terrorism Response Package. This is a continuation of a funding that was approved in October of 2003 by the Emergency Board. This includes one position and a limitation for purchase of equipment for a person to act as a chemical terrorism response coordinator and work with first responders. The monies appear as other funds because they are federal funds from a grant that's received, I believe, from OSPN, a Department of Human Services, that are passed on to the department. LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified with a slight technical adjustment to move $85,000 in the package from the capital outlay expenditure category to the services supplies.
Comments or questions on package 152? Representative Shoffler.
I think we discussed this in the natural resources, but if you could just refresh my memory on who's going to spend this money, what are they going to spend it on, how do we know this, and this is going on all over the country, how do we know this is, how do we know what to buy? I mean, and who's monitoring all that? Is it going to be spent well and effectively?
Madam Chair, Representative Shoffler, the department had to, in essence, apply for a grant from I believe it's still the Oregon State Police, it might be the Department of Homeland Security, I never know exactly what it is, but they had to apply for a grant, and I think it was funded because there is a real kind of a hole when you look at this Homeland Security funding for chemical terrorism. There's a lot of money made available by the federal government for bioterrorism and biological terrorism, but nothing really for chemical terrorism. And this is the state's attempt to fill in that hole. And also I would point out that I believe it is part of the overall plan for the Homeland Security plan developed by the governor's office and with the public safety officials. So I think that there was some definite thought that went into this funding. Again, it's for one position that would work with first responders to help educate them on what to do when they come across a suspected chemical terrorism site. Also for equipment that could be mobile that would be able to be put out into the field, and test sites where some activity is, suspected.
Well, Madam Chair, I guess next year I'd like to see where all our money went. This is going on all over the country, and there's a lot of money being thrown around, and I'm just curious. So
how ready can we get?
Thank you for indulging.
And Madam Chair, Representative Shoffler, I might just as a little bit more clarification. The vast bulk of this money goes to local governments.
The fire department.
Absolutely. It's as required by federal law.
I'm not opposed to that. I just don't know where we came from.
Okay. Further questions or comments to Package 152? Let's proceed.
Package 801 are the standard adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rate and Attorney General rates that LFO is recommending approval of.
And let's do Package 815.
And Package 815 is the co-chair direction to reduce the general fund support for service supplies and capital outlay expenditures by 3%.
Questions or comments on Package 801 and Package 815? This brings us to the end of the packages for the cross-media program. I would accept a motion to approve the LFO recommendations for the cross-media program.
So moved.
Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion is carried.
The next program is the agency management program. It starts on page 18 of the report. As just a little way of reminder, particularly for those that weren't on the subcommittee, agency management in the Department of Environmental Quality is funded through an indirect charge that the department puts on all funding types that come into the department of roughly 19%. And so you'll see the first package, 070, is a revenue shortfall package. This represents really the reductions made in the governor's recommended budget that would reduce the amount of monies flowing into agency management through the indirect rate. Package 090 is the analyst adjustment package that makes smart buy reductions. And package 801 is a package, again, that makes the standard adjustments to reflect the lower PERS rates and Attorney General rates. Package 18 is an additional ways and means adjustment package that makes reductions to agency management other funds limitation based on lower indirect charges because of the other reduction packages that are included in the House budget plan that were not included in the governor's recommended budget.
Questions or comments on the packages in the agency management program? I would accept a motion to accept the LFO recommendations on the agency management program.
So moved.
Have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion is carried.
The next program unit is the Pollution Control Bond Fund Debt Service Program. It starts on page 20 of 21. There are two packages in this program unit. Package 191 was included in the governor's recommended budget. It is to represents the funding that flows in to the Clean Water State Revolving Fund. These monies are provided by the federal government every federal fiscal year. There is a match rate. I believe it's $1 of non-federal dollars for every $5 of federal dollars that they provide. That match is met through use of proceeds that have, or loans that had been paid previously. So payments on previous loans that have gone into the revolving fund are used to are used as match to fund the debt service instead of general fund. And this was begun last biennium as a way to save general fund resources. And then package 810, additional ways and means adjustments, is a one-time shift of debt service for bonds issued to fund cleanup of orphan sites from general fund to other funds. This was referred to earlier in the land quality program. It reduced general fund debt service by $487,479 and increased the non-limited other funds to pay those that debt service in its place.
questions or comments on the packages for the PCBF program?
I would accept a motion.
So moved.
I have a motion to accept the LFO recommendations to PCBF debt service. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion? Without objection, the motion is carried.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, the final program unit, DEQ, is a non-limited program unit that carries expenditures, the loans, in essence, the loan amounts themselves, and you'll see package 192, again, for the Clean Water State Revolving Fund. And these are the loans proceeds as opposed to the debt service that was approved previously.
I would accept a motion to accept the LFO recommendations to the non-limited program unit.
Mm-hmm.
Have the motion. Discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion is carried.
Madam Chair, I would refer the committee back to the LFO memo dated May 27, 2005. Under B, adjustments to governor's recommended budget, you'll see also a proposed budget note. This budget note was approved for inclusion in a number of agencies, and it relates to streamlining permitting and it says here mine land reclamation and regulation, but it's mostly all water quality and water permitting programs, including the Department of Environmental Quality.
Committee members, I would also like to request a conceptual amendment for the budget to add a section that says for the biennium beginning July 1st, 2005, the Department of Environmental Quality shall not expend any money or adopt or enforce rules which impose California auto emission standards on motor vehicles sold, leased, or titled in Oregon.
You need a motion?
Well, let's do it all as one motion at the end. I would just like to have that introduced as part of what we're going to move into the appropriations bill.
And, Madam Chair, members of the committee, that would be under C, would be the recommended changes to the appropriation bill, and these are the amendments that would be included to reflect the changes that were approved previously to the budget bill for the Department of Environmental Quality, which is House Bill 5135. So you'll see those recommended amendments, and then I believe there's a motion to include a conceptual amendment as referred to by the chair.
Correct. Discussion.
Yes, Madam Chair, I haven't had a chance to study the conceptual amendment and have some concerns that we may be hamstringing the department to some extent, and so I just want to put on record that I'm not supporting the conceptual amendment at this time.
Would you have the record reflect that, please? Thank you. Further discussion on the amendments to the bill? I would accept a motion to move the LFO recommendations to the appropriations bill as stated in the LFO memo of May 27, 2005 into the bill, and also to move the conceptual amendment relating to California auto emission standards into House Bill 5135.
So moved.
I have the motion. Is there discussion on the motion?
Madam Chair, I'm not going to object to the motion before us at this time, but I reserve the right to vote no in the full budget committee and on the floor.
So noted.
Thank you.
Further discussion on the motion? Objection other than that noted? The motion carries. I would now accept a motion to move House Bill 5135 as amended and conceptually amended to the House Special Committee on Budget with a do-pass recommendation. I have the motion. Is there discussion on the motion?
Madam Chair, I think, and the reason I stated my non-objection before is I think we're potentially doing harm to Jackson, Klamath Lane, the Willamette Valley, and the Portland Metro area in some of the reductions that we've made here. So, thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion? Objections other than those noted? The motion carries. I would like to carry this in the Budget Committee and on the floor of the House. We will close the work session on House Bill 5135 and open the work session on House Bill 5141.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 5141 is the fee ratification bill for the Department of Environmental Quality. Under a law passed, I believe, in 97, all fees that are modified or new fees that are created during the interim must be ratified by the legislature, and that's what you have before you. You should have at your place a packet that is on the top first page is a fiscal impact statement, and hopefully these are at your place. Fiscal impact statement for House Bill 5141. And the status it says with the dash one amendments. This you can see the overall fiscal impact of adoption of these fees. The majority of the fees that were changed really were revenue neutral. The stormwater program was changed by assigning an existing fee category to a new type of permit with a similar fee, but because it is a new fee, it must be ratified by the legislature. There's a similar type of change was done for the 401 certification program. This program was reconfigured with some fees increasing and others decreasing. And it's expected to be revenue neutral, and there's no new revenue included in the budget that you just approved for these changes. And finally, the revenue reduction you see of $450,000 is reflecting of changes in the on-site permit fees and the on-site permit program to encourage utilization of a less complex permit. I believe the department added a new fee, again, which must be ratified by the legislature, which they believe a number of folks using a current permit will transfer to and will reduce revenue, but is also a less complex and a less difficult to implement. So LFO is recommending that we that you approve the and approve House Bill 5141 with the amendments that you see, which is the dash one amendments that in essence place the original bill, which I believe was House Bill 5027, into the existing blank bill, House Bill 5141.
Questions or comments on the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5141? I would accept a motion to move the dash one amendments into House Bill 5141. Is there discussion on the motion? Objection to the motion. Without objection, the motion is carried. And I would accept a motion to move House Bill 5141 as amended to the full Budget Committee with a do pass recommendation.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Discussion? Objection? Motion is carried. Representative March, would you be so kind as to carry this in the Budget Committee on the House side and on the floor?
I would be happy to do so, although it's a negative revenue bill, and I've been a loath of those.
That's true. It's going to ruin your record.
Yes, my reputation.
Thank you very much. We close the work session on House Bill 5141. Open a work session on House Bill 2593. Mr. Hughes.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Before you begin, we do have a rather twisted tradition in this process. When we have an analyst that is having his first go-round before the public part of this process, we like to recognize you in the process and wish you the best of luck and just warn you that it's too late to get out of this.
Okay.
So welcome aboard in a very public way.
Thanks. You have before you House Bill 2953, and this bill makes permanent the temporary schedule for payment of the state hazardous waste management fee to the Department of Environmental Quality by hazardous waste disposal facility operators. This bill was referred to House Environment on February 23rd, and work sessions were held on March 17th and April 7th. It was passed out of committee on a 5-0 vote. And if you have other questions, I think someone from DEQ is here.
And what I'd like to do is to call Mr. Barrows forward to talk to the committee about this bill, because we have not heard this bill before. So this is actually the public hearing and the work session on the bill. Mr. Barrows, thank you for giving us some of your time today.
Well, Chair, as you know, this is a very important bill to run client, and so we appreciate very much your hearing it. For the record, Dave Barrows, representing Chemical Waste Management. We are the owners and operators of the hazardous waste disposal facility at Arlington. And it is the only such public facility for businesses to use in the states of Oregon or Washington. And before I start, and I'll be very brief, Madam Chair, but I do want to apologize for the violation of the rules relative to the cell phone. And wherever the kitty is, I will be glad to contribute appropriately.
Well, I think that the residual ribbing that we're going to be able to get out of that would be well worth it.
I understand. Yes. I understand it's about a three-session problem I have.
At least.
If I'm still here. What I have handed to you is a copy of the current law as it appears in the statutes. And it'll note near the top of the right-hand column of page one, the print gets very small. And as you all know, the reason for that is because it's temporary. And it has a sunset clause at the very end, the middle of this left-hand column on page two. Very briefly, this legislature enacted legislation in 1985 to put a $10 per ton hazardous waste disposal fee at our facility. And we collect, all we are is tax collectors, and we give the fee to the department. That raised up over time to $30, and that was fine. In the early 90s, Idaho's facility decided that the way to capture more of our business was to lower fees on certain types of hazardous waste streams. This legislature, showing its infinite wisdom, adopted what is in effect the small print and said, notwithstanding the $30, for these kinds of certain kinds of hazardous waste, we'll collect the stated fee. And that kept us competitive with Idaho. But at the request of the department, we had a sunset clause put on those temporary fees every 2 years. This year, the department has agreed that there's no need for the sunset anymore. We always come in a total agreement if we adjust the fees, and so there isn't any point in having the sunset, which is a death knell, obviously, to all this. If it doesn't pass, we would revert to $30, and we would be totally uncompetitive with Idaho. Business has supported the fee adjustments over the years. Business supports this bill today because all it does is remove the sunset clause on the temporaries. But in order to do that, they have to put all this black print into the bill, which is a little scary looking. But that's because they're making it permanent rather than temporary. That's how Legislative Council does this. So I pledge to this committee that there is no change in any rates for any type of hazardous waste stream, and all the bill does is remove the sunset so that we don't have to come back every 2 years. If we don't have any rate adjustments, we don't come back before you every 2 years.
Questions or comments from the committee members to Mr. Barrows? Pretty straightforward.
Well, thank you. You said you didn't want the whole in the beginning one. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Appreciate you hearing this.
I would accept a motion to move House Bill 2593 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. I have the motion. Is there discussion? Objection? Without objection, the motion is carried. And Representative Marchand, keeping with your new career of lower fees, would you be inclined to also carry this one?
Two in one day? I'd be happy to, Madam
Thank
Chair.
You so much. I will close the work session on House Bill 2593 and adjourn the meeting.